Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
This is Canada Blue with the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. Today, talking with the women's basketball coach at Montana State University Billings, Kevin Wooden, as they get set to take on inner city rival just down the road, Rocky Mountain College at the Fortin Center Tuesday night at 7 p.m. In fact, they've got a busy schedule coming up Friday. They'll host their first home game against Montana Western at 7 o'clock. Kevin, before we kind of get into some of the details about this year's team, let me ask you about the coaches poll real quick. The Montana State University Billings team picked to take sixth. You know, taking sixth in the GNAC Conference, you can be a pretty good team. I would imagine from your standpoint, you'd like to see the team reach a little higher than that. But in polls, take them for what they're worth. But in general, your feelings about, the love or that lack thereof that you got from the other coaches in the league.
I think our league is just very tough from top to bottom. I mean, everybody knew Anchorage would be the top team going in. They made it to the Final Four last year. They return quite a bit of players, including the player of the year in our conference in Kilpinski. They also had a great recruiting year. So they definitely are the team to beat. And then Seattle Pacific was ranked second, which tradition-wise, they've been great for forever, but they do have to replace four starters, so I think it might take them a little bit of time to reach the level that they were last year. Western Washington returned several key players, including a couple players that were injured, and they're going to be very tough. Nazarene returns a lot, so to be ranked sixth, I really thought we'd be somewhere in the middle. We finished fifth last year out of 10. Of course, we lost Seattle University to Division I. We do hope to move up, but it'll be a very competitive league, and we really don't worry about where that came out. I mean, I think it's something maybe if we can prove that we can be a little bit better, but we'll just go on from here.
Yeah, and obviously, they take a look at what players you have returning. I suspect maybe there's a little bit of research into what players you've picked up through, whether it be a transfer or whether it be, recruiting-wise. But for the most part, they really don't know what happened during the offseason. They don't know how much time your players spent in training and what have you. So it's a guess. It's a very educated guess, but a guess nonetheless.
That's correct. I mean, there's just so many things that have to fall into place for you to have a great year, and all we can do is control what we do. And like you said, we have some newcomers, we have a lot of veterans, but things such as strength of schedule, tough of schedule, injuries all play a part of it. And when the as we get down towards February or March, I think the best teams will obviously be on top.
Let's talk about your schedule a little bit. I like the fact that you're opening up with six games in Billings, one of those, of course, considered a road game Tuesday at Rocky Mountain College. You like the way the schedule set up for you this season?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Last year we really began with a very tough schedule, and most of our games early were on the road. It was difficult for us to get into a rhythm. That's not an excuse. This year we will be able to sleep in our own bed and stay at home quite a bit. It's always difficult playing at Rocky. They started practice a couple weeks before us, and they have a very good team this year, so we'll definitely need to be ready to play on the 4th. But then over the next couple weeks, we have several games in Billings, and hopefully we can get off to a very good start. Our entire schedule, once we get to the regular season, we open with November 15th with Colorado Pueblo at home, and then the following week have Mary and Mines here. We were able to get 27 Division II games for our schedule, so that our strength of schedule will be excellent, and hopefully things will work out.
I'm still trying to talk Gary Gray and let me take that Honolulu trip with you. I think we should cover that on the radio, but when we talk about that trip, let's talk a little bit about that. Hawaii Pacific, Shepherd, and Chaminade in Honolulu, Hawaii, December 15th through the 18th. Is that something that works out as a pretty good recruiting tool for you when you can take a look at a schedule and say, hey, we get a trip to Hawaii?
Yes, it's... I'm sure as a recruit they'd like to see something like that. You know, our players have worked hard. It's just not that they get to go and the school pays for everything there. We've fundraised over half of that trip up front with several different ways. So the players have, you know, done their part to make this trip happen for us. But the great thing about it is two of our three opponents in Hawaii Pacific and Chaminade are West regional opponents. We'll be able to get three Division II games. We also play Shepherd University out of West Virginia, who was last year 24-7. So it will be a great trip as far as we don't miss school. It's a nice time of year, and it is an important trip as far as that we are able to do well over there.
All right, very good. Going to be talking about the Rocky Mountain College game. Of course, that is coming up Tuesday night at the Fortin Center as the Yellow Jackets just head down the road. And we'll talk about some of the upcoming games and some of the returning starters and some of the newcomers for the Montana State University Billings Yellow Jacket Lady Basketball team. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
And we're back with the Montana State University Billings Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for the Montana State University Billings women's basketball team, Ken Adelblue. By the way, I'll be doing all the play-by-play on the internet for MSU Billings basketball this year. Do want to make quick mention of the sponsors: Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, Farmers Insurance, Denny Menholt, Ortho Montana, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and the Clark Tower Inn, plus photo design. Coach, Rocky Mountain College, a nice, exciting way to start the season for local college basketball fans, and I know this is a game that the Yellow Jackets, and for that matter, the Battling Bears look forward to.
Yeah, it's a great thing for Billings and basketball. I mean, anytime you have a rivalry of two teams that are so close, it's just natural to play, and they have an excellent program over there. Brian's a good friend of mine, and we like to play a home-and-home. And the first game will be over there, and then we'll host them on, I believe it's November 11th.
Got to ask you, though, any special plans for guarding a player you're pretty familiar with, Danny Henderson? Of course, she played 2 years here at MSUB and decided to play for her dad this year over at Rocky Mountain College. So I guess if nothing else, that makes kind of a neat little sideline story there.
Yeah, there won't be anything special. She'll know most of what we run and stuff there, and we obviously know a lot about her. She's a very good player, and I hope she has an excellent season there. But it will be a great challenge for us to play them so early.
How important are these early games, though? Because, they don't count in the GNAC standings for, that's obvious. But I know that regional standing, it's very important. You want to get off to a positive start. But at the same time, even beyond wins and losses, I know that you want to see what this team is made of. Maybe it's an opportunity to try a few different things. Do you approach these games any differently than, say, you would approach a game later in the year when you're, say, in the throes of a GNAC conference race?
Well, the first three we do approach a little differently. The first three are classified exhibition. We're allowed three of those, and we'll play Rocky twice and UM Western. And whether we win or lose, they won't be part of our record. That will still be 0-0 when we start on November 15th. Because everything else is just like a game, it becomes, very important that we do our very best and get better. So to say that we don't care about him, that would be wrong. What I will try to do is I have, 11 to 12 players that I want to get involved in, and hopefully I'll be able to play a little bit deeper into the bench, either in each of the games, or at least going into a game, I might have three or four players that I really want to see. So minutes could be adjusted accordingly, but definitely it will feel like a game. And anytime we play, our goal is to win. So we're looking forward to them.
We haven't even really talked about your team this year yet. Let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, last year, no seniors on the roster. This year, that is not the case. This year, you come back with a pretty good start when it comes to some experience on the squad. Starting off, obviously, with Alira Carpenter, the leading scorer for the GNAC last year. Got to be happy to have her back for her senior year.
Yeah, Lear's established herself as one of the top players in the region. Defensively, she's just really made great strides in the last year. Everybody talks about her shooting and scoring, but she's become a much more complete player, and that's what I'm very proud of her for. But she will be our go-to player. She's one of four seniors that we look for a lot of leadership. She will co-captain our team along with senior Jen Smith from Belgrade. Jen is a very tough-minded player, versatile, plays inside and outside. When she's inside, she's definitely oversized by some other people, but she's able to compete just with how hard she plays. Our two other seniors that return are from Billings senior Jaton Metters, who will play a lot of the point guard and shooting guard position for us, and then Kayla McPherson, a sharpshooter out of Glendive. We'll look for the four of those guys to all have what I hope would be their best season ever, and if they do that, then I think for sure our team will be better as well.
Got some new players as well. When we talk about this team, I know I talked to you earlier in this season, actually out on the golf course, and the one thing you mentioned, again, not a lot of size with this team. You brought in some new recruits that have got some size, but for the most part, this team's success is, I know, largely going to dependent on your transition game.
Yeah, we're going to have to push the tempo. It'll be, I think, a fun style for people to watch. We'll shoot the ball pretty quickly. We'd like the score to be high, 80s, and it's hard to predict the score, but our tempo is going to most of the time be very fast. We're going to pick up defensively, hopefully up. If we can stay out of foul trouble, we can continue with pressure throughout the game. We have a lot of depth at guard. I'm very impressed with a couple of our returning players off the bench. Mandy Jacobs has been really playing well so far in practice. I look for her to really contribute. Rachel Hansen, Quinn Halverson, like I said, we have a lot of depth off the bench. They will help us. Kayla Ryan, we look to have a big year for us inside. She's a 6'1 sophomore. She played a lot of minutes last year, and with Danny going over to Rocky, the chance for her to establish herself as a go-to player is very good inside. Kayla possesses a wide repertoire of offensive moves. She can score different ways. She can face the basket, and she's a very good foul shooter. So I look for her to have a very good year. And then we had some recruits come in that we're very excited for. Callie Kautzman out of Nampa, Idaho, has really played well early for us. She's a very versatile 5'10 player that really can play about any position on the court, very competitive. And then Callie Stanhope, who is a very fundamentally sound guard out of Glendive. Those two will help us immediately. And then we combine that with some size in Laura Jo Kipp out of Browning, who's returning to the game after several years. She hasn't played, but I'm very encouraged by that. And then eventually Melissa Porter, a 6'3" freshman out of Utah, will join us, but she still has approximately a week left of the volleyball season.
And, of course, Chantel Marcus, if there's a better defensive guard in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, I wouldn't want to have to face her.
No, Chantel has established herself also as just a great player in our league. I think her and Alira are quite a tandem. Chantel, I believe, ranks already fifth in steals as a career for our team. She last year set a GNAC and school record of 10 in one game. But the thing that Chantel does is, with her athleticism and size, she can really change a game. She can score. She can rebound. She definitely distributes the ball. She does a lot, little bit of everything. And even if one of her parts of her game's a little off, she can really make up for that. And we look for her to be a little bit more versatile this year and use her. We need her to actually rebound a little bit more defensively than we did in the past, just because we're going to be a little bit smaller. But I look for her to have a great year too.
Take another quick break, and then we'll come back just real quickly and just talk about the Rocky Mountain College game and what Coach Wooden likes to see, would like to see from his girls. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Montana State University Billings Coaches Show.
Yellowstone County Implement, your John Deere dealer in Billings, is your headquarters for John Deere ag, lawn, and garden, compact and utility tractors, commercial mowing, and compact construction equipment. At Yellowstone County Implement, we back our equipment with a highly trained and experienced service staff and a huge parts inventory. Stop and see us at 5121 Midland Road, just east of the Holiday Inn, and find out why Yellowstone County Implement is the place to buy.
And welcome back to the Montana State University Billings Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue along with the head coach for the women's basketball program here at MSUB, Kevin Wooden. Let's just talk real quickly again about Rocky Mountain College. Obviously, the first game of the year, I would imagine that there's going to be a few cobwebs for both teams to work out, although Rocky does have a couple of games under their belt already. But what do you really hope to see from the girls, even kind of beyond the whole wins and losses thing?
Well, I just hope that we really compete, and come to play. We've really put a lot of time in on the rebounding aspect of the game on both ends and just really challenging people and competing at a higher level. And I think this year's team has really bought into that early. We're definitely not as far along as we usually would be offensively at this point. Our focus has been defense, and they're a very good team. I read that Brian expects them to challenge, if not win, their league this year, between the transfers in the post and Danny from us, and then I believe the 6'4 Rayback from Weber State. They have excellent size, and they return a lot of people on the perimeter. So it's just going to be a game where both teams really know a lot about each other, so the players just need to play. And last year we really got it taken to us over there the first game. I thought we came out flat, and I just hope on the fourth we're going to make a lot of errors. I mean, anytime you play after just 2 weeks of practice, you're going to make a lot of errors just because your timing's going to be off. But hopefully the intensity and we'll especially see some things defensively that we've worked on come through for us.
Kevin Wooden, head coach of the Montana State University Billings women's basketball team. You've been listening to the Coach's Show. Coach, I thank you so much, and the best of luck to you this season. Looking forward to watching some Jacket basketball.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.